Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. This is an unusual year for the Patriots as it pertains to the NFL draft. They have only 5 picks total. Only once before in team history have they had fewer than 7. That was in 2002. They led off with Daniel Graham and made 6 picks. Now, this could all change as we get closer to the draft. Trades could come into place. But the way the Patriots approach this unusually low number of picks will be interesting. And here on Patriots Today, we're ready to kick off our draft preview series, and we get it all started with quarterbacks. A QB has been taken with the first pick in the draft for 4 straight years, but it's unlikely that trend will continue this year. Geno Smith appears to be the best of the bunch. He lit the college world on fire at the start of the 2012 season for West Virginia and finished his senior season with 42 touchdown passes and just 6 interceptions. He's dynamic, mobile, and strong, and could be tempting for a team in the top 5. For the Pats, there are a few day 3 QBs who could catch the eye. One is Zach Dysart from Miami of Ohio. He led the MAC in touchdown passes and yards passing last year, surpassing Ben Roethlisberger for number 1 in career passing yardage at the school. The 3-time captain is an efficient passer, though he's certainly a developmental prospect with questions about how his style will translate to the NFL. There could also be great intrigue with Heisman finalist Colin Klein, a 6'5" former wideout from Kansas State. He's got the intangibles and athletic ability to find a role in the NFL and ran for a combined 50 touchdowns as a QB the last 2 seasons. Comparisons to Tim Tebow are not uncommon. Will that hurt or help Klein? If he slides far enough in the draft, perhaps the Pats will give him a shot.
I try not to compare too much with any other players just because I feel like, you know, I'm Colin Klein and they're not, and I'm not them either. And again, I respect him a lot, and he's a great person and a great player. And but again, I'm Colin Klein, so I don't really try to compare very much.
And I'm joined now by Paul Perillo, who by day edits Patriots Football Weekly, and occasionally he comes and joins us. Welcome aboard.
Barely.
Once again.
Thank you.
Barely edits Patriots Football Weekly, but does a great job. We're talking quarterbacks, and we know the Patriots have Tom Brady. He signed a contract extension. He's not going anywhere. But that hasn't prevented the Patriots from taking quarterbacks in the 3rd round twice in the last 5 years. We know about some trade rumors involving Ryan Mallett. They don't have a lot of depth at quarterback. Do you see the Patriots once again seriously considering a quarterback maybe in the first 2 days of the draft?
Well, I think the Mallett part of it is going to be the answer to this question. Mm-hmm. If they make a deal for Ryan Mallett, obviously they're going to have to come up with a backup somewhere. And I would be very surprised if they didn't look early in the draft, the first 2 days of the draft, to find that. I don't think Mallett's going to end up going anywhere. So to answer the question, I don't think the Patriots will use a 1st or 2nd round pick. Certainly not a 1st, but I think if you're going to see a quarterback, it's going to be a little bit later on down the line.
So guys like Geno Smith, Matt Barkley, I mean, they won't be around. But
yeah,
third
we don't
round,
really have to do a lot of breaking down on Matt Barkley.
We might still, you know, you never know. But assuming it's more in the 3rd round or much later in the draft, we know they have a big gap without picks. Who are a couple guys that have caught your eye?
Well, I mean, the talented guys in that area, and this is, I think, a weak crop of quarterbacks overall from top to bottom. I didn't really see a whole lot of guys that stuck out to me. Ryan Nassib from Syracuse is a guy I think is going to be long gone before the Patriots want to take him. Maybe a Landry Jones from Oklahoma, a guy, a lot of spread stuff at Oklahoma. Don't think he has the biggest arm. I don't think he has the arm necessary to do it. But, you know, right now you're seeing a lot of different ways to play quarterback. I don't think he's a big runner. There's a guy that's a possibility in the 3rd round. You know, maybe Tyler Bray from Tennessee. Again, some of these guys might be too rich for the Patriots' blood.
Well, Mike Kafka is a guy the Patriots have added.
Absolutely.
As a depth guy, and maybe he's the guy instead of taking one in the draft this year, maybe with or without Ryan Mallett. But there's always intrigue at the quarterback position. I mean, you agree with me that Tom Brady's probably not going anywhere?
Tom Brady's not going anywhere anytime soon. 2 guys, just real quick, very late if they want to go 7th round. Brad Sorensen, a guy from Southern Utah, and Ryan Griffin from Tulane. I thought I saw some things there that might be worth pursuing, but I think you're right with Kafka. I think he's the guy they'll look at in that role.
All right, so a couple guys in the draft to look out for, and certainly the Ryan Mallett situation as we get closer to the draft could be worth keeping an eye on, too. Could he go somewhere? Could the Patriots get some value? Our thanks to Paul Perillo. He'll be back with more of our draft previews. Next up, we'll be running back here on Patriots.com, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.